Shalom, and welcome to this week's listener's testimony. And this one is from Rebecca, not a true name, a made-up name. This is from Rebecca, a made-up name, not the Rebecca we know. It says, and this is what she writes, "My name is Rebecca, not my true name. I was born in a Catholic family somewhere in Belgium, real country. So raised with the knowledge of one God at the age of six, during my first communion, I felt great joy when Yeshua entered my heart. And at 12, the Holy Spirit really touched me, but there was none to help me. No follow-up. Slowly, there started growing a distance between me and the Lord, and the distance grew bigger and bigger. Furthermore, I was also an incest victim, and I entered into the sinful world more and more. At the age of 17, a Jewish man abused me sexually for one whole year, and I became so angry with God that I started having terrible hate towards men. But it only destroyed me even more. At the age of 19, my life was nice. At least that's what I thought. I had arranged it well with a big mask for no one to see the pain inside me, and drugs and sex to ease the tremendous emotional pain that I had. But a teacher of religion, a Catholic priest, told me one day that, 'Rebecca, you think no one loves you? No one still cares about you? But God still loves you, and Jesus too.' At the last words in Jesus 2, I cannot describe with words what happened deep inside of me. But my mask did not work at that moment, for my reaction was yelling as hard as I could, 'Then let him prove it to me!' And I ran towards the door of the office and slammed the door so hard that I looked back to see if it was still in place. In a certain way, a pregnancy started in me. 9 months later, I gave my life over to the Lord, but really didn't understand how wonderful He is. A few months later, I had an unwanted abortion of a baby that was already almost 4 months, and due to the abortion, I had many depressions that could not be the man that could not be the person I really wanted to be. With ups and downs, life continued. At age 30, I divorced, and at the age of 48, I went into therapy, guilt-ridden. There, a deep cleansing took place. The wounds of the incest and other sexual abuse were healed, and also the pain of the unwanted abortion. I thank God for revealing to me more and more who He truly is. No friend is more faithful, more understanding, more comforting, more encouraging, and more helping than Yeshua. After all, He gave His life for me. Can anyone give more than that? What can be more beautiful than standing before the Lord of the whole universe, totally cleansed from all my sins, whiter than snow, and knowing that I have eternal life with Him waiting for me the day that my time has come to leave this earth? So I tell you by experience, the words of this song, 'What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer.' These words are so true to me. If you're seeking a friend who will always be faithful, Yeshua is His name. May He set you totally free and bless you abundantly. In love, Rebecca," not my real name. Hallelujah. Thank you for having the courage, Rebecca, to share with us and give us these words. And I hope that these words that you're listening to right now will touch you in some way, help you in some way in your growth in the Lord. And thank you for listening to this week's listener's testimony. We invite you to send your testimony to Paul at inspiredfaith.org. please put testimony in the subject line. Now, it can be the testimony, what brought you to the Lord. It can be a praise report even. It can be a vision or something that the Lord has given you to share with others. But put testimony in the subject line so that I see it when I receive it in the email. I know exactly what to do with it. Thank you for being with us. And listen next week, same time, same place, for listeners' testimonies. God bless you. And remember, He loves you every minute of every day.